Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knobs.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ New Style.
Yes!
DJ New Style.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would fuck him up his righteous day. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're fucking up the environment.
Hey, what?
They're taking all the fucking beautiful animals.
Yeah?
And making them fucking extinct.
Oh, no!
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. The government totally sucks.
Cause the land of love and freedom
is just a baby's breath away.
And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA.
Amazing. You guys changed people's lives tonight.
I know. It was so awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome compared to bullshit.
The DJ New Style Show.
I need this, just a nice little tight vagina on camera, please.
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo's been touching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Are you trying to call me yet?
Oh snap! Welcome one and all to the DJ New Style Show. You're listening, and I'm glad. Exclusive Tuesday night programming on There Is No Radio. Oh, there isn't! Wait, I'm sorry! It's a habit! Or is it? Or is it? DJNewStyle.com, bitches. But I can't even get into this. I can't express my frustration with anything because I got to get to this little band here that you all know and love, Rammstein. They're so angry. But I love them. Rammstein, that is. Wow, it's good to see everybody here in this wonderful Pal Talk chat room. By the way, we have two going. There's two Pal Talk chat rooms just chock full of people, I gotta say. And there's a live internet feed. Got a lot of shit going on here. Let me fade this out. See, because I'm a professional, I can fade out audio, and you wouldn't even know if I wasn't pointing it out. Jeremy, are you even there?
Yeah, I'm there. I'm waiting for you to get done talking to yourself.
I'm waiting for you to start talking. That's the whole fucking point.
I mean, you're sitting there talking to yourself. It's embarrassing.
Oh, I mean, you know, it's, what do you do when you jerk off?
All right, whatever.
I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. Right off the bat, Germ. Right off the bat, you're uncomfortable now.
I'm fine. How's it going tonight?
What was that? What did you just stumble over?
Well, I know you said
was there some kind of hurdle that you were trying to get over that you just completely knocked over or just ruined? What were you doing?
I was wondering how you did in your drive home, if you there was a problem with the snow and everything, because I know how scared you get when you drive in the
snow. Obviously, I did well enough, Jeremy.
Apparently.
Step up. Apparently. Jesus, Jeremy. Did you drive today? I know you didn't go out. You couldn't have.
I drove.
How far did you drive? How many miles?
I drove to a town called Alamuchi.
That's wonderful. How far away? I'm asking for mileage.
I don't know.
I don't care where you ate.
100 miles.
100 miles? Did you have to drive 100 miles in the snow?
Yeah.
How'd you manage that in your badass ride? What are you pushing these days? I think that's.
I drive a 2001 all leather interior Mercury Sable.
Oh, the leather makes all the difference. That leather really will
it's
turn.
It's got power windows and everything.
I understand that. You don't have to. You know, you don't have to step on me here. I just want to make sure you know this. I know you're excited to talk about all the amenities of your mid-sized, not quite luxury sedan, but it's all right. Did you clean the garbage out of it?
I haven't had a chance, but actually it's going to go over the 100,000 mile mark.
Really? You're gonna finally break that
I am.
Barrier? You're
right.
Proud of yourself?
Well, you know what it is? I always thought that after 100,000 miles, you had to get a new car. I mean,
Can
you go over 100,000 miles nowadays?
No, because the car will incinerate the minute it hits 100,000.
Well, I'm just saying, as a kid, I remember as soon as it hit the 100,000 mark, you had to get the car was done.
You didn't have to. It's just that the car didn't last. I'm sure when you were a kid, your father wasn't just throwing money away buying new cars as soon as it hit a certain mileage. He would ride it until... probably ride it out or just didn't work anymore.
Right.
And that happened to be, I guess, around 100,000. But, Germ, today, a lot of car companies have the 100,000 mile... why are we talking about fucking...
I don't know.
See, you bring this up and you say stupid things like, well, you know, you hit 100,000, you have to get rid of the car.
No, as a kid, I was always told that was the sign there.
And when your intelligence doesn't change from being a kid versus now...
God...
Your belief, you know, probably just wouldn't change either. Germ, I'm glad you're okay. I'm glad you're safe.
I'm safe and sound in my basement cave.
Was your wife or were your kids worried? Anybody worried for you?
Not that I know of.
Of course not. In fact, they were probably hoping to collect maybe a few policies.
I wouldn't doubt that. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Do you think every time you go out, there's a little part of your wife's brain that says, oh, you know, I could be in Maui if he fucking gets killed.
You know what? Sometimes I think of that, sure, because, you know, like most people, I'm worth more dead than I am alive, so who knows?
Yeah. I would say if you're worth a dollar, you're worth more.
Okay.
That means you're worth less.
Okay.
I'm not trying to cut you down, Jeremy. I'm a little frustrated. I had a rough commute home. I'm working the American dream, driving to and from work and... It sucks, especially when it just decides to start snowing, like early on in the workday, and you can't leave. You can't leave early. You gotta drive home with this just ice and snow everywhere. Nobody knows how to drive. I take all back roads. Nobody knows how to plow. It seems nobody knows how to do anything when I need to do something.
Did you have an ice scraper ready in your car for this occasion?
Or? Yeah, I did, Jeremy. It really saved the day too, because I could use it on all the roads.
I meant for your windows.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
You have a little bit of an attitude tonight.
I apologize,
and I'm not really,
Jerm. Listen,
I'm not digging it.
I apologize. Listen, I don't want to be this kind of angry guy. I'm not trying to be. I'm just in a bad mood. I'm in a bit of a sour mood. You're a little
What's
too anxious. What are we reading? Smack or something? I mean, you're stepping on every fucking thing I say. Can you hear me?
You seem like you're on speed tonight, and you're going a mile a minute. You know, calm down, dude.
I'll relax.
All right.
I'll relax. I apologize. See, this is part of what happens to me, Jerm. Part of what happens to me. From hearing you talk, I pick up all these things. Like, now I'm starting to notice toilet seats that might be a little bit contaminated, as you say. All the things that you worry about, I'm starting to become more and more aware of them.
So I'm wearing off on you, in other words.
In a sense, except for...
As gay as that may sound...
See, now, I know that wasn't me being on speed right there.
I apologize.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all right. Cool One For All is just enthralled right now.
What are you noticing?
Neon text. It's okay.
Right, sorry I stepped on you there. So what are you noticing on the toilet bowl seat? How much exactly... Could you maybe specify exactly what you mean? I'm not sure I understand.
I read the Magna Carta. It was written on a goddamn toilet. What do you notice on toilet seats, Germ?
No, I'm saying, but you, what are you noticing now that you didn't notice in the past?
I mean, I would not really notice it, but I would think more about what could have gone on there. Like, whereas I would just sit down without even thinking about it.
Right, right.
Like, for example, today, I don't know if you've ever done this, but I went into a two-stall bathroom, the one that we have at work. It has two stalls, and there were a bunch of people in there today. And I walk in, a guy's walking out of the stall that I'm going to use.
Oh, God.
Immediately. So I'm like, I kind of have to walk around him, and it's a little bit awkward. And I didn't even say hello to the dude. I avoided him at all costs. And now we meet today as I'm going around to go shit on something he just shit into.
So he was exiting the stall and you were entering the stall at the same time.
I was walking in. He was walking out. Yes.
Did you guys brush up against each other?
Yeah, we did, Jeremy. And then after we took our clothes off and sat down and just talked about the problems and the election. We really got to know one another. It was really good. You know, it was a good time, Jeremy. It was okay. And then I started to notice that this could be an okay thing for guys to do. So you are rubbing off on me.
Okay. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's terrible.
Well,
it's terrible. So I went into the bathroom stall. Now, I had a little bit of a hint of something going on, but you figure you're going to smell something in a bathroom. I go, and as I sit down, I realize someone has just sat here with their naked ass, and the seat is warm, and I smell shit. So you know that whatever smells in there is just freshly just pushed out into the local environment. It's just really disgusting. So I had to actually put my face like in my elbow, and I'm doing it now because you know I'm an asshole and I don't know how to run a show. But I was just trying to get my mind off of the smell because I honestly was getting a little bit nauseated.
So you actually proceeded and utilized the bathroom.
Germ, I didn't exactly come in there to set a table and invite friends over. I came in there with the intention of shitting.
How gay did you feel when you put your bare ass cheeks on that warm seat? How gay did you feel, man?
Actually, gay wasn't really the first response. See, as I said, I put my face into the inseam of my elbow. Inseam? Whatever. The little indent. My arm. I tried to shield my face from the smell. Yes, the crook. Right there. As Solera is demonstrating wonderfully on her cam in the Opie fan room, which is a place where we are allowed to do our show for a little while. But I did that to shield my face. I didn't think of it as being gay, Germ. That's your first response. You think that you sit on a toilet seat just because someone was there 30 seconds ago, it's a gay act.
I guess you're right. You're absolutely right.
No, I'm absolutely right. What? I'm just telling you what you just said. I'm not.
You know what? Wait, hold up. You know what? I'm not. You got a little bit of an attitude. I'm not digging it. And you know what? You better cut
no,
the shit.
No, I don't know what. I don't know what.
Seriously, this is all kidding aside. You're a little rambunctious, and I don't like it. So calm down, dude. All right, just calm the fuck down.
Hey, listen, Jerm.
Yes.
I'm not your fucking your son. I'm not your fucking wife that you yell at through fucking 16-inch planks that separate you from the upstairs and the rest of your family. So I suggest you don't talk to me.
All right, continue with your story. You have your
face. So I'm shitting on this warm seat and I'm trying to not breathe in the shit air. Oh. And I'm really getting sick. This is like I don't ever get sick. I really don't ever get, like, drawn to want to vomit because of a smell, but I almost felt like I had to throw up a little. So I read the magazine I picked up before I went in the stall, and the one that's on the little shelf that we have in the bathroom. And I started thumbing through and tried to keep my mind off it. You ever read in the bathroom?
It's happened before, yes. I don't make a habit out of it because I don't like to sit in there and
We have a goddamn like bookshelf in the back. All right,
you know what? Do you realize that other people could have been touching those periodicals?
It probably has happened
with their fudge covered fingers.
I'm pretty sure that I haven't seen any fudge covered pages. I've seen no fingerprints. anything like that.
Don't you have any respect for yourself?
Well, what does this mean? How can I possibly not respect myself?
You're sitting there. First of all, you put your ass on warm toilet bowl seat. Then you proceed and rifle through a magazine.
Well, first, let me stop you right there, Germ. I didn't have fucking predator eyes to see that the goddamn seat was warm. I just fucking sat down and it happened to be warm. I couldn't see heat. So, I mean, if I saw that it was fucking glowing warm,
I
wouldn't have sat down.
Do you know that it is not out of the realm of possibility that some of his skin cells are now on your ass?
I didn't think of that. That doesn't bother me, though. Because you have to think that everybody's skin cells are everywhere now. Germ, right now you're breathing in somebody else's skin cells.
Well, when you breathe in somebody else's gases, those molecules are actually stuck in your nostrils?
Yeah, forever and ever. They'll be there forever, Germ. Is that what you're getting at?
All right, continue with your story, because obviously I'm saying everything wrong, so go ahead with your story.
No, really, I have no issue with what you're saying. I just think it's completely ridiculous.
Okay.
But the original
story point, have an ending to it?
No, it doesn't. But the original point I was trying to make before you got all fucking shocked that I actually took a shit on a toilet seat that somebody might have sat on before is that I'm starting to notice these things, and I think it's becoming a problem, Jerm.
Wow.
I think it's becoming a problem.
Interesting.
I really – I mean, are any of my slovenly ways rubbing off on you?
I'm glad to hear that. Are any of your slovenly ways?
Why are you stalling? Go ahead.
I'm thinking. I'm trying to think if anything, and I just don't.
Have you been more open to maybe just overlook some potential for germs? Just drink out of a glass or sit down somewhere.
The other day I went to get a sub, and the guy accidentally put ham on it instead of turkey.
Okay.
And he realized it. Right before he was going to ring me up, he realized it. So when he realized it, he took his disgusting money-printed hands, opened up the sandwich, pulled up the bun, and pulled the meat out with his goddamn fingers.
Did he have a glove on?
No.
Oh, so just his bare-ass hands.
His bare fucking hands. And I'm sitting there and I'm starting to shake.
Now, what place was it, though? What place? Was it a Wawa?
No, just an independent Italian
So some fucking wop holding on to a 20 that was rolled up, shoveling coke into somebody's nose, just picked the goddamn ham out of your sandwich with his bare hands?
Exactly. Like he was like kneading dough. He just pulled it and it tilted. Now, I'm sitting there. What do I do? I'm getting nervous. Do I just walk out?
Yeah.
Do I?
I mean, if I'm you, I'm walking out because I know that had to throw you for a loop. That had to make you upset. I would have left if I were you, but me, I wouldn't care.
But you know what?
I wouldn't have even complained. First of all, I
mean, that wouldn't.
Did
you wouldn't
tell him that? Did you say, "Hey, this is supposed to be turkey"?
No. I had a feeling. No. No, he didn't. We didn't realize it until he realized. I didn't watch him do it. He didn't realize until he was about to ring it up. He says, here's your turkey. He goes, oh, shit, I put ham on it. So then he just opened the package up, pulled the bun out, and ripped the meat out, and put fresh turkey on it.
And you ate it.
I did eat it.
So whatever dried semen or shit or other disgusting stuff was on his fingers, you ate.
I did eat it.
And you didn't think twice.
Oh, I thought several times.
Thought several times? All right,
yes.
So but you wouldn't have eaten it in the past, so you are improving.
I suppose.
And you notice that I said me mimicking you is awful, but you picking up some of my behaviors is improvement.
Right. But is that really an improvement? Is that a good thing?
Yes. Because that way...
I would think that even people who don't have my obsession with germs would think that that's disgusting.
Nah, it's all good. He probably washed his hands. He probably washed his hands, Jerm.
Okay.
I got some kind of like chest thing on. I got some like chest pains. I don't know, man. A little stress at work.
Is there a problem? Or?
Well, I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. But I think it's all playing a role, Jerm, from just even hearing you speak is causing my life to be more stressful.
Oh, Christ.
But you make an interesting point here. You kind of, now he just did it on his own, But have you ever sent something back that wasn't right? Like a meal that was brought to you or a sandwich or something? Would you ever do that?
I've done it. I've done it in the past. I don't make a habit out of doing it. I have to feel the situation out. I have to see if the people there are angry people or if they're nice people.
Vengeful. If they really hate you. If you've caused them problems in the past.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I was chased out of a pizzeria in one point in my life.
No, you weren't. Why? Why were you chased out of a pizzeria?
Well, because I told the story. If I did, just cut me off.
Well, I want to hear it again because
okay,
I
apologize.
Some laughter.
Hamburger was not cooked properly. I like my meat beyond well done. It's got to be dry, like a hockey puck. So this thing had it was pink inside, and I don't like pink. That makes my stomach turn. And I
so you're eating a hamburger at a pizza place.
It wasn't a pizza place. No, this wasn't a pizza place.
You told me you got chased out of a pizza place. That's kind of fucking...
Oh, this is a different story. I did get...
What the fuck? I asked you to tell the pizza place story.
Well, the pizza place was because I saw the guy who was making my cheesesteak, he had to utilize the bathroom as the steak was cooking. And he went to the bathroom. Now, I didn't... You know, he went to the bathroom and came back, and I said to myself, oh, Christ, this guy just went to the goddamn bathroom. What if he didn't wash his hands? Now he's going to touch my fucking food, and I'm going to get some kind of dread disease.
So I said,
listen, I said, you know what? I'm in a rush. I really can't. I don't have time to wait for this. He goes, I already put the steak on, man. I said, listen. I said, I don't have time for this. I got an appointment to make.
Why are you arguing? Why are you negotiating with him, though?
Well, because he started. The owner said, this is what the owner said to me in front of people. He says, fucking customers. I says, I'm a customer. You don't treat people like that. And I proceeded to run out of there quickly as possible. And as you know, I always park my car. I back it in, so I made a quick escape for it.
Yeah, so you talked shit to the guy who I just put my steak down, man.
Right.
And then you ran out like you made your stand, and then
you cowered like a
goddamn woman.
Like a fucking girl.
Yeah. Well, I've never sent anything back. I've made a policy that I never do it ever, ever, ever. And this weekend, me and my girlfriend Amanda, we went to Five Guys. Apparently, I'd seen Happy Typing Girl eating something from Five Guys. She'd brought it up that she wanted to go there. So we found one, and boy, it was not in a good area. No, sir. When I say not in a good area, I say that nobody got the orders right. The people were less than enthused at my lack of a skin tone. They were just sitting and chatting loudly. I don't know if you know exactly what type of people I'm talking about, Germ, but let's just say... Mike Knights, what do you think of my insinuations?
Kill us.
Oh, yeah. Kill us. That's awesome. I love when the sound clip works out. That's great. Why don't you try it again?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. Whatever. So I got there. It's basically run by blacks, and they got every single burger wrong, every single one, to the point where, you know, the one that is normal has two patties, but they didn't. They gave us the one with the one patty, and I was fine with that. I was gonna take it back, but I was the last one to get my food, and everybody was eating already, and they were kind of peer pressuring me into going up there. Like, nah, they'll just give you a new one, blah, 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 blah. And I have to believe that any extra work you give a food service employee is more reason for them to hate you. And that's always been my theory. You send something back, it's going to come back all fucked up. But I ended up doing it, and I don't know. I'm still kind of I ate the entire thing within 5 seconds, Jim, but I don't know what he could have done to it.
Were you nervous about taking the first bite?
Tell you the truth, I really wasn't. I didn't think about it, but it's one of those things I think is starting to rub off. Like, I really thought about it, but I don't know. What do you think that he could have done? I mean, this is something. I go up to him and I say, yeah, you know, you forgot the patty on this thing. It's supposed to have two. He's like, let me see your receipt. I'm like,
he said that, really?
Yeah, let me see your receipt.
Now you know you got a problem. Now you should sit at an about face and go back to your fucking seat and get the fuck out of there.
Well, no, I mean, I'm already up there. I'm not going to just turn around.
Okay, no. When he says that, you just spin your ass around and say, no problem, and walk out. Just say fuck
it. So now I look like a liar trying to get free food. I look like a goddamn liar who's trying to scam somebody because I don't have a receipt and I don't want to deal with him. And possibly other insinuations about me could be made. So, but the thing is, I couldn't just cut and leave like you did, because I didn't have my own car, and if the car I came in was not backed into a spot so it could escape quickly, we didn't adhere to your restaurant policy of quick escape. But everybody was still eating. I had to get something, so I got up there like, oh here it is. Oh, you got a regular? yeah. Oh, all right, man. Hold on 1 second. I'm like, well, here, you can have this other one back. He's like, nah, man, you keep that. I'm like, okay. So he lets me keep the other burger that I brought to the counter. And I just wrapped it up, and I put it in the bag, and I waited. And like 30 minutes later, my burger, he comes out and hands it to me. He's like, yo, man, here you go. It's your large burger. I got two patties. And I ate it, Germ. I didn't even think twice, because I didn't want to think about it. I'd get just a little skeeved out if I put any thought into it. If you were me, Germ, first thing you would have done is just left instantly.
Oh, I would have ran out of there. I just would have.
Let me see your receipt!
Yeah. As soon as he said that, I would have just ran to my car and put my seatbelt on, lock the doors, and get the fuck out of there.
So what do you think I've eaten, Germ? I mean, spit? Urine? I don't know. What kind of...
Well, I wouldn't doubt... Listen, I in a McDonald's one time, I saw the guy take each piece of cheese and first lick his fingers before he took each piece of cheese.
What, like from the stack?
Exactly.
Like he's going through fucking bills? Just like right. Lubricating his fingers to go through a stack of paper?
He was licking his fingers and to get each individual cheese slice.
All right, that's fucking foul.
Now, that foul. Would bother you. That would bother you.
Yeah.
Where do you draw the line? What bother, you know, where do you say, you know what, enough's enough, I can't. Why is that bad?
If I see it, that's the line, Germ. If I see it, I'm not going to do it. Like, obviously, I'm not going to go and eat something off of a toilet seat, because I know it's been on a toilet seat. But if somebody hands me something and it looks delicious and smells delicious, I'm not going to think about where it's been. I mean, that's like somebody saying, yo, I found out my girlfriend had sex with like 8 guys before me. I can't deal with that. And then they dump her. Like, you know, fucking where it's been, and you don't care. You appreciate it for what it is. If it's a delicious cheeseburger handed to you by an agitated black at a Five Guys, you just enjoy it, Germ. You didn't see him spit on it. That's what I do, Germ. I don't turn and run because somebody gets loud with me and asks for a receipt. But if you see it, if you see some guy in a fucking McDonald's hat thumbing through slices of cheese... Like he's looking for library cards at the front desk of a library. No, you have to just leave. Just leave, Germ. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Oh my god. A lot of shit going on this year, Germ. I don't know. It seems like we have a lot of celebrity deaths. Brad Renfro, accidental overdose. Heath Ledger. Accidental overdose, and now, Germ, as of a couple days ago, I guess, Orange, New Jersey's own Roy Scheider. Complications due to a staph infection.
That's true.
A staph infection, Germ. Have you ever had a staph infection?
I have not, no.
Yeah, you know why? Because you've avoided germs your entire life, and it wouldn't even take a staph infection to kill you. It just wouldn't. Germ, were you a big fan of Jaws?
That was one of the movies that I could see over and over again and never be tired of it.
I could watch it. I don't think I could watch it over and over again. I liked it. It did make me a little bit leery of stepping into the ocean. A little bit.
Well, you and a billion other people.
Well, I don't know if a billion people saw the movie. Do you think a billion people saw the movie?
You know what? Don't take everything so literally.
I think a billion people probably saw the movie. 6 billion people in the world right now, not counting people who died.
But
I don't
know. People have a fear of sharks before that movie?
No, because this idea was completely foreign, that a shark could attack
people.
Oh,
God.
What's wrong, Jeremy? Let me see.
I'm just saying, you know, before this movie came out, were people, scared of sharks like they are after the movie came out? That's all I'm asking you.
Well, you were like 5 when it came out, right?
That's true. And so, you weren't even...
Wow, that's a great observation. Yeah, Do you have any knowledge of this? I mean, I don't know, Jerem. I wasn't alive, but I would say yes, since sharks have probably attacked people before Jaws was created. I think so. I don't know. It made you a little bit leery of going into the ocean. Water? A lake? A pool?
I was not a big fan. I really didn't go to many lakes. I don't think I've ever even swam in a lake in my life.
You've never swam in a lake? What was the largest body of water you've swam in?
Well, obviously the ocean.
Well, I mean, you're afraid of a lake. I didn't know you. I thought the ocean would be too much for you.
Well, it doesn't prohibit. I don't go. Not the reason I don't go in the ocean is because the raw sewage that could be in there, and the medical waste.
Well, you said you've been in the ocean though.
Yes, I have.
But you said the reason you don't go into the ocean is because of the waste.
No. I go into I have been in it maybe like twice in the last few years.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, what was the smallest body of water you've been in? A pool?
Well, I know there's a lot of small lakes up in North Jersey that have their own little beach area, and I know a lot of people go in those small little lakes, but they just kind of skeeve me out because they're like little baby pools.
Yeah. You know how many people have pissed in Lake Opakon, which is the largest lake in New Jersey, Jerem?
It is.
I've definitely pissed in that lake. I don't even know how many times.
So you've swam in that lake?
I've swam in it. I've pissed in it, Jerem. It's no big deal. No big deal whatsoever. Why are you silent?
To who? To you? It's no big deal to you because it's your piss.
Well, you know what?
It'll be a big deal if somebody's swallowing it.
I'm sure there's other people pissing it too. It's not like I'm the only person pissing in this lake. Jerem, you have to think on a little bit of a grander scale. I mean, I'm not the only one swimming
in it. Have you ever pissed in a pool?
Yes, I have pissed in a pool.
You admit that?
Yes, I just did. Have you ever done it, Jerem? And don't even fucking say you haven't, because if you've been in a pool...
Once I did it.
Oh, when? How old were you?
Oh, Christ, maybe like 7.
Okay, so you just let it go. I mean, is this something like where you're standing on the edge, or you just figured,
I was right in the middle of the pool.
When you were little, though, like 5, 6, 7, and you had to piss and you had a bathing suit on, you had full license just to go in the water and piss. Because you're little. It doesn't matter. But you got to cut that shit out, though, before you hit like 9.
But it's horrible because when you're pissing in your bathing suit, you feel that just warm rush of water. It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
Best way to warm up in a cold pool, though.
That is true.
For somebody that's done it once, you're often familiar with that.
It's the best way to warm up if you're in like if you're going scuba diving or something and you want to you pee in a scuba diving suit and it warms you up.
Oh wait, so you've pissed in the
ocean?
No,
I haven't. I saw it on Discovery Channel.
Oh, they had, okay. What special were you watching that you saw them piss?
I was just some guy.
Some bald guy from New Jersey who runs out of fucking delis when he's questioned about a cheesesteak. Relax, Jerem. So, for some people though, Jaws is like they would even be afraid of going into pools. Like they would be any water, they would just think that they're gonna either drown or they're gonna get eaten by something or it's just awful. But like you've never been that affected by it? Did you ever just say I'm not going in and it's because you think a shark's gonna get you?
No, I've never been to that point. Not
fucking
at all.
Liar.
No. No, I swear to. Well, do you want me to be have phobias about everything, for Christ's sake?
Well,
I think you want me to have
did
phobias.
Did anything from a movie scare you?
Yes, something did scare me.
Oh, well, I apologize. Please, tell me, what scared you?
When I was about 7 or 8, 9 years old, there was a movie called Magic, and it was about a ventriloquist dummy that comes back to life. And ever since then, ventriloquist dummies scare me, especially when they're not being utilized by the ventriloquist.
Magic, it was?
It was called Magic. It was a movie back in the late 70s.
1978, perhaps?
I don't know the exact year. But
so you were like 8 years old and you're scared.
There's nothing
of
more
magic.
Scarier. There's nothing more scarier than a ventriloquist's dummy when it's not being utilized, when it's just lying there with its eyes open and that grin on its face. It's a very frightening thing, and I have a fear of that.
That was a pretty had a big name cast. Do you remember any of the actors in the movie?
I think Anthony Hopkins was in that.
Anthony Hopkins, he played the voice of Fats, and he also played Charles Corky Withers. They always had to have some kind of kooky name. I guess he controlled the puppet. And Anne Margaret was in it, as well as Burgess Meredith.
Oh, Mickey.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah, that's who.
But
it was.
I mean, did you think I have a point with that? I mean, is there something to that? Do they scare you a little bit, the ventriloquist dummy, when it's not being used?
Yeah, they could be. They could be a little creepy. A little creepy. I mean, you see them because they make them almost. You know, they give them life by putting their hand in them and moving them around and speaking for them and all that. And then they just, you know, when they're done, they just put it on like a chair or in a case or something like that. And it just looks like a fucking corpse. It used to have some kind of fluid motion to it, some kind of a personality. Now it's just dead, fucking thrown wherever the hell it is. Well, the performer goes and gets a fucking whiskey or whatever. It is a little scary. I could admit that. I mean, is that something that still gets to you, like any puppet?
Well, I don't. I never look them in the. I won't go face to face with a puppet.
Why?
If I see a puppet, I make sure I don't look at its eyes or go face to face with it. I just look at the other way.
So did you ever like?
Because no matter what part of the room I go in, it's always looking at me.
Did you ever go to bring your kids to meet like Elmo or something like that, like one of the?
Well, I'm not talking about those kind. I'm not talking about those kinds. I'm just talking about ventriloquist dummy.
But it's still a puppet. It's still something like that. I mean. Like,
oh, you mean when the people who are wearing the costumes? You mean the like in Disney World?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about, like, when, I guess you're able to see somebody control the puppet.
Oh, you know what? It had to be a human ventriloquist dummy. It was of a human form.
Okay,
not
so it had
animal.
To look like a wooden child.
Exactly.
That's what gets you. So,
exactly.
Spandy Man checking, and he says the movie Puppet Master. That would be something that does it for you.
I have not seen that movie, and I will not see that movie.
Still, to this day, you're scared.
I told you, I get nervous.
Really? What about Chucky? Do you see any of the Chucky movies?
I did see Chucky. I saw the original Chucky.
Did that freak you out?
That did not scare me as much because it looked like just like a regular person. It's more of just the fact that when it's not being utilized, it scares me. Whereas Chucky was more like it looked like a little animated type of thing, you know?
I keep forgetting that the movie was Child's Play. Yeah, it did scare the shit out of me when I was a kid, eight years old. It's a little What? Friends till the end. This is the end, friend. And he lights him on fire, and it's just crazy. This doll can come to life and he can kill you. Poltergeist is something Alki's bringing up. The clown doll. You can't even look at a goddamn clown doll after seeing that movie. The thing under the bed. Yeah, exactly. Germ, just dolls that come to life in a movie would do it for you, I would guess.
I mean, there's a lot. Absolutely. I mean, especially when you have just a regular doll from like the 1940s, you'll see like an old doll and it's got that black eyes, you know, the dark eyes. It's a scary, scary thing. Dolls are scary.
Dolls scare you. The number is 316-768-4472. Yeah, we're having trouble with blocked numbers. Anybody who has a blocked phone number
star,
that's calling in.
Star 82. Hit star 82.
No, unblock your number, bitches.
Yeah, star 82 was unblocked.
Oh,
how you
shut up!
It.
I'm sorry, Jordan. Listen, I have a bad attitude.
You know what? I'm not. You know what? I don't like this. What's going on here, and it's really aggravating me now.
I'm sorry.
So maybe we should take a little bit of a break.
You think so?
Yeah, so you can calm your ass down.
Well, I know. You're going to do something for us on the breaks? Is that what it is?
I'm not doing anything.
God, can you
get
just
myself
fucking,
a Diet Pepsi?
Can you just fucking go along with it, please?
Oh, I apologize.
Can you just...
Yes, I'm going to do... Yeah, I was going to introduce a nice love song for Valentine's Day.
Oh, it is Valentine's Day. I want to talk about that because I know you've done nothing. Here goes the DJ New Style Show on DJNewStyle.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
I like your flow.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay, that's so fucking corny, I'm embarrassed I even said that. Alright, calm down. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. The following group was the first rock act to appear in Panama and the Dominican Republic. It was also the second American act to perform behind the Iron Curtain. Born Joan Marie Larkin, Philadelphia, 1958. One of the founding members of the Runaways, teenage girl group of the late 70s. Oh, my balls. I try to hold it in, but I can't. The itch is too much. Oh. Oh. Ooh. I apologize. What happened is my scrotum is itchy, and I have to itch it, and it's just I can't do both at the same time. Okay. The following group was the first English-speaking rock band to appear behind. The following group was the first English-speaking rock band to appear in the countries of Panama and the Dominican Republic. It was also the second American act of any kind to perform behind the Iron Curtain. Originally from the teenage girl group The Runaways, formed in the late 70s, our next artist... Fuck! I said artist instead of artist. Okay. Next up, the next group was the first... English-speaking rock act to appear in the countries of Panama and the Dominican Republic. It was also the second American act of any kind to perform behind the Iron Curtain. The singer in this group was you know what? I'm losing it, dude. I'm losing the energy. I'm losing everything. I have to get some type of antifungal cream.
Hang in there. I'm sorry to hear about your balls, but really, who doesn't have ball itch?
I've been suffering with these balls for months now. All right.
Hey, you know what? It's not like you can help it, okay? It's not like you can help it. Just go on, press on. It's not the listener's fault. It's no one's fault, okay? This isn't something that they should judge you about. Just do your thing. And put some goddamn oomph in it. Oomph!
The next act was the first English-speaking rock band to appear in the countries of Panama and the Dominican Republic. It was also the second American act of any kind to perform behind the Iron Curtain. The lead singer of this group was originally a founding member of the teenage all-girl group Runaways in the 1970s. The next group was the first English-speaking rock act to appear in the countries of the... The following band was the first English-speaking rock act to appear in the countries of Panama and the Dominican Republic. It was also the second American act of any kind to perform behind the Iron Curtain. The lead singer of this group was a founding member of the teenage all-girl group The Runaways in the 1970s. However, she went to form her own group. I used the word group too many fucking times. You can't do that. You just cannot do that. I minored in English. The next band was the first English-speaking rock act to appear in the countries of Panama and the Dominican Republic. It was also the second group of any kind to perform behind the Iron Curtain. Okay, this is going on way too fucking long, and I'm tired. All right, this is the last one, I swear to God. The lead singer of the next group was a founding member of the band The Runaways, all-girl group of the 1970s. She went on to form her own band and was first English-speaking rock act to appear in the... Fuck! All right, this is the last one, I promise. The lead singer of the next group was a founding member of The Runaways, which was the all-girl teenage group of the late 1970s. She went on to form her own band and was the first English-speaking rock act to appear in Panama and the Dominican Republic. It was also the second American act of any kind to perform behind the Iron Curtain. Originally born as Joan Marie Larkin in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania,
It's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with I Hate Myself for Loving You. Yeah.
Nigga knows technology. Ain't no nigga knows technology. We are so poor we can't afford the S. Nigga know technology, motherfucker.
Nigga knows technology.com.
Lucky you. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Dick.
Lucky you indeed, bitches. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive and magical and entertaining Tuesday night programming on DJNewStyle.com. It's got a good ring to it, Jerm, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it before, but I guess it's okay.
I added magical.
That's true.
It's all brand new as I fade this out. Listen, I just faded that out. It's so perfect. You have no idea. Germ. We are 2 days removed from Valentine's Day. You played a lovely and seamless Joan Jett hit. I don't know how you hit the post. It was amazing.
I always do.
Once. You fucked up once, Germ. Just
once. I did. That's true.
God, what are you doing for Valentine's Day, Germ? You want to go out? I don't know. I mean, I could be your Valentine. What do you think? Uncomfortable?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not going to really do much.
You're not doing anything? I mean, I know I'm obviously not coming on to you. I want to make that fucking clear right now.
Right.
Bitch. You don't have anything planned for your wife who puts up with you, your wife who has to listen to you fucking yell for just random shit.
Well, I've said this once before, she gets anything she wants throughout the year, so Valentine's Day is really not a big deal for us.
But then you just fill in the holiday name. Birthday, Christmas. She gets anything she wants during the year, so, you know, her birthday, our anniversary, Christmas. Any gift-giving holiday, it's just another day. She gets everything all year round except for those days that she should be getting something. Isn't that right?
Essentially. And I usually get my flowers and stuff like that about a week later because they're cheaper.
Do you really buy them a week later?
Well, I'm not going to be an asshole and spend three times as much for Valentine's Day flowers as the same freaking flowers.
I don't buy the flowers. I don't do that anymore. It's
so you've taken a stand and don't buy flowers for your woman.
I did. It's just that every time they get sent to her, I guess the florist that's near her, they're dead in literally hours. Hours.
Wow.
And this is from a very popular website that delivers flowers. Very, very popular. And they come up there.
Is that 1-800-Flowers?
It's one of them. Let's not dime them out. Maybe they wanna not endorse the show. Who knows? See. It's funny because I act like we're going to ever have endorsements, but it's just amazing, Jeremy. We're not going to. You're not even going to – you can't even cave and put the effort in to get a goddamn Valentine's Day gift for a woman who's put up with you for 20 years. How are we going to put effort in to do a good show? That's what I always think of whenever you tell me that you buy fucking flowers a week later. What effort are you going to put in anything else if you can't do that?
I don't think you should compare one with the other. What I'm saying is rational.
Do you actually care about the show? Is that why you put some effort into it?
Yes, I do.
So you don't care about your wife?
What show are we talking about?
This one.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about a different show. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
A different show. Oh, I see.
I think about the TV show.
No.
Okay.
We got a lot of people watching the TV show tonight, Big Brother. I don't
watch. That's right.
I can't get into it, Jerm. I don't like that shit. A lot of people love it. Our very own friend, Barbara, she loves it. Danny Cal, I think he loves it.
You know, I love it, too.
Yeah, you do love it, don't you? What do you get out of it?
I guess just seeing everyday people get into situations. You know, watching other people argue. Listen, watching an argument is very entertaining.
You just would sit somewhere and just watch people argue.
You know how they people always say that they hate drama? You know, I don't think drama is a bad thing because there's nothing more entertaining than watching people argue. There is nothing more entertaining than watching people argue, and I could do it all. There should be a fucking television channel of just people arguing all day. It's very entertaining. Try it sometime.
Oh, okay, I'll try it. I've never heard anybody argue. Germ, seriously, watching people argue is good. Is good. I love it. But, you know, season after season, the same fucking thing? I mean, how do they keep it new for you? How do they maintain your interest?
Well, up until the winter, it was only once a year. It was only like one, and in the summer, so it kept my interest because it wasn't all year round. But this year they're doing a winter version, and I'm very anxious to see what it's all about. And I got the DVR going, and we'll see what it's all about. But I don't know. I don't know what it's, you know, I don't know what the deal is. I think they should, they always have, you know, young, attractive people on there. And I think they should, you know, change it up. You know, maybe have somebody, maybe with a disability, or maybe somebody, old senior citizens of some sort. You know, I think that would be more refreshing.
I think so. We need to see different people, Jerm.
Right.
You fairy, shut up, nigga.
Whoa. Maybe some sassy black people, Jerm. I like, see, the reality thing began for me with the Love Connection. And I wouldn't be able to watch it normally because the white people would always just be trying to actually find a date. But the black people, they made it entertaining. Black people make anything infinitely more entertaining. Would you prefer to watch white people argue or a black couple?
I prefer both.
Both. So yeah. You think that they're just the same, or you just don't want to partake in this conversation? Is that what it is?
I like them both.
Okay, so we'll go away from that because I have a feeling that you have an aversion to talking about this for whatever reason. I don't think it's bad to say that they're entertaining. I think it's good. I can't watch the Big Brother shit, though.
I think it depends on the person.
To me, it's got to be real. It can't be people that are trying to get famous that just fucking sit in a house and play little goddamn games. And I can't fucking get into that. It's got to be spontaneous, unexpected, fucking real. And like while I'm out doing something else, it's got to completely interrupt my day. Like if I walk up a set of stairs and I see two homeless men fucking playing a game of grab ass or beating the shit out of each other, I'm going to stop and watch after getting, you know, a safe distance away. We don't see Alki's text in the chat room anymore. It's amazing. That is just terrible. It really is. Jerm, what do you feel about this Pal Talk thing? What's your overall impression of it? I mean, do you think it helps the show? Do you think it's bad?
Absolutely.
You think it's bad? I guess we'll stop.
No, I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
Why wouldn't it be a good thing?
I don't know. We just get new people helping out what we do for no fucking reason whatsoever. For example, Rob Giggs and Alex Webbs, two people that will listen to anything we do, and they will just contribute, and they'll do all this shit. And I've never asked them to do any of it. For example, A-Webs and Rob Giggs are running the stream tonight, and it's going out in two Pal Talk rooms, and it's going out in a feed on the internet. And I guess the next step will probably be to get picked up on as many stations as possible. And just have feeds going everywhere, Jerm. We want more live listeners. That's the goal. How do you think we should do that, Jerm? What do you think you can do to attract more live listeners?
I really can't do much myself.
No, you can't?
No.
I think
can you do?
I can definitely do anything but sit in a basement all day. Alki's checking in. He says something that you could do, Jerm, to bring more live listeners is hang up. Jesus Christ, dude. Why are you overreacting?
That was good. I like that.
It wasn't that good. Jesus.
I thought it was very funny. I have to give the guy credit.
You're out of your mind.
I have to give the guy credit.
You give the guy credit?
I give the guy credit. That was very, very funny.
Yeah, so you're just getting by this Valentine's Day. You're just going to slide. You're not going to get your wife anything.
No, you people can talk and talk and talk.
You're one of the guys, it's a Hallmark holiday, it's bullshit.
No. I don't even say that. No. That's not even my point. It's just, you know, when you've been with the same person for 20 god years, to me, we have the type of relationship where if she wants something, she'll just go to the store and get it, and it doesn't have to be a surprise.
Your wife's a leech, is what you're saying. So
you've turned her
into a leech, so she doesn't get an I Love You Day present. She basically doesn't get that.
I give her a love.
What?
I give her an I Love You Day present every goddamn day.
I just, by the way, I want to call myself out for calling Valentine's Day an I Love You Day, but I did it for a reason. I wanted to express that Jerm truly doesn't love his family and just really sees them as chores. Do you think that you see your family more sometimes out of the day? I know you care about your family, but are there more and more times as the days wear on, where you see your family more as an obligation than as something that you're glad to be a part of? Is that happening more and more to you?
Absolutely not. It's people that I love, and it is an obligation. But you know, it's part of the routine. It's part of the job. It's part of the application or whatever.
Yeah.
My wife has she lives in a nice house, and she drives a car. And
wow, that's good. As opposed to a tank. Jerm, I have some audio here I'd like to play.
Yes.
Right here. You can tell me what this is.
Donna! Donna! Oh, God. Is Sophie outside? What about Marvin? Because I heard somebody barking. All right. Don't bother me for 2 hours, please.
Yeah, she gets all the love she needs every other day of the year. Don't get her a Valentine's Day present. This is her fucking existence, Jerm. This is her existence. You know, I just happened to catch this.
How do I change, man?
How do you change? Maybe I think you have to actually get out of the basement. Leave your basement for I don't know, an hour. And first of all, I don't know why you named your dogs Marvin and Sophie. Who named the dogs? When did you get them?
1997.
Okay, so Solera has an awesome idea here for Valentine's
What's
Day.
What's that?
Great gift for the wife from you to her, an intercom. You never have to see her.
Oh, very two good ones, two zingers.
Am I detecting some kind of ass kissing here? I mean, it was a good line.
No,
it was good.
No,
but
that was
everything that they say that I read.
I kiss nobody's ass.
You're falling down on your back.
Listen to me.
Rolling around laughing, you son of a bitch.
That was a very, very clever line. That was very, very clever.
That was good. That was real good. Okay.
Obviously, you don't appreciate humor. You don't think that was a very quick-witted line that Mrs. Alkes gave?
I think it was by no means do I think it's anything but quick-witted and hilarious. But I just don't understand why you gave it this single man laugh track.
I thought it takes a lot for me to laugh. I don't laugh at typical, like, if I watch television, I don't laugh at a lot of stuff. But that was a very, very clever line.
So you bottle it up. You bottle up your laughter.
I bottle it up. There used to be a television. I digress for a second. I apologize. But there used to be a television show back in the 1970s, perhaps 1980s. It was called Make Me Laugh. It was where comedians would try to make people laugh.
I remember that.
I never laughed. I would watch these comedians. They never made me laugh. I never laughed.
But
it takes a lot to make me laugh. And that was a very clever line. And Mr. Alki.
You just talked so quickly and so unintelligibly that Skype fucking censored you right now. Are you still there, Jerm?
Yes, I am.
So Make Me Laugh never made you laugh.
And I bet
you thought you could be on that show and win it all.
Oh, how'd you... I used to fantasize about that.
You fantasized?
I could win this whole goddamn jackpot because I wouldn't laugh at a goddamn thing.
If you knew you could win any game show, which game show would it be?
What do you mean if I knew I could win any game show?
If you felt like, do you have any other game show that you feel that strongly about?
Well, I was a big fan of the Joker's Wild because it was the most low budget game show you could ever possibly see. It was so low budget that when they would turn that pull that lever, sometimes it would get stuck between tiles. You'd have it, half would be one category and half would be the other category. I used to love when that happened.
So you actually thought that you'd be on that one day, and
yes, I did.
And you'd show everybody in your town that you're really worth your salt.
It was the most. There were questions for a second grader question. They were the easiest. That and Tic Tac Toe and Joker's Wild were the easiest questions of any game show out there. Easiest question.
And people got so emotional on that. Like
absolutely.
Whenever they won, they would fucking just holler up and down and scream and fucking cry. And
I don't want to admit this, but when that devil used to come up, I used to hide my eyes.
You're scared of the devil?
Well, that was a creepy-looking devil, dude. That was a very, very satanic-looking devil.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
On the, not on the wild card, no, but the little...
Joker's Wild.
Yeah.
The devil. With a bonus game.
Oh, my God. What about the whammy? Were you scared of the whammy?
No, I like the whammy. Yeah. I used to enjoy that show. You know, the guy actually, the Peter Tamarkin, he was actually killed a couple years ago in a helicopter accident.
That a bitch. Son of a bitch. Germ, have you watched any recent game shows? Or do you feel
are there any left? Are there any other than The Price is Right?
It seems to be nothing but fucking game shows coming out. There's One Versus 100 with Bob Saget.
Oh, okay, primetime game shows, yes, okay.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry I didn't classify the time slot.
Well, I'm thinking about early afternoon game shows.
Who's smarter than a fifth grader, or whatever the fuck it is.
I never saw that.
Are You Smarter? I don't know. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I think it's still going, for whatever reason. Barb is checking in. She says that we should do a live game show from the Alki's house. I'm just worried that since they're so funny, you might have a fucking heart attack from all the funny things that they might say.
You know what? First of all, I'm going to digress for a second.
And they're very funny. Believe me, don't get me wrong. I think they're very funny. This is that Germ. You go way over the top.
No.
I don't want you dead on that couch.
Stop it. What the reaction I gave was a genuine reaction. It was a burst of laughter. It was not forced.
That's what it was.
That was a... Listen to me. Don't try and make it out.
It was more like a cum shot of laughter. It wasn't a
burst. That's how I laugh. If I see something funny, it's a burst of energy. It's a burst of laughter. That's how I project my happiness.
Jesus. So what kind of game show do you think that we should do, Jim? I think we should definitely do some kind of game show. Would you rather be a contestant?
I would go.
Or would you rather be the host of the game show?
It doesn't matter to me, but as long as Mrs. Alki makes her empanadas, that would be fantabulous.
Have you ever fantasized about being the host of a game show?
I have.
Which one?
A Family Feud.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. Why would I kid you?
So you actually, would you ever just sit and recite? Oh, you would put the game up.
I put
just
the game
walk
up.
Me through it, Germ. Walk me through the usual day of you getting into your Family Feud fantasy.
Well, I would set the game up, and this was the original Family Feud, the first edition Family Feud game. I don't know how many people even remember that, but I had that game, and I would set it up, and I would be the host. I'd be the MC to my little friends.
All right, Germ. Let's do it.
Go ahead. Doing?
I want you to pretend you're the host of the
Family Feud. No, don't put me on the spot. Don't put me
Come
on the spot.
Come on!
No.
This is your fantasy.
No, I have nothing prepared. I have nothing prepared. Nothing prepared.
Okay, Germ.
Nothing.
100 people got... Come on, you can do this.
I don't know.
Would you do this at a later date?
Absolutely. But you know what I loved? What was when they used to have kids on, they would give them a bunch of Charms Blow Pops. They'd give them a little bouquet of Charms Blow Pops.
That's the only reason you were interested in the Family Feud?
No. I just remember that when I was
Did
a kid.
Did you like the Blow Pops, Charm?
I love the Blow Pops.
Which one was your favorite?
Grape. That's the original one.
Grape, really?
Isn't Grape the original Charms Blow Pops?
I gotta say, Jim, this might be the first time we've agreed on something in a very long time. Grape is the greatest flavor of Charms Blow Pop. Sour apples for faggots. I'm sorry. And you know what, Cheapy? Blue blows. Fuck blue. Fuck watermelon. Cheapy just told me to eat my ass. Eat his ass. I don't want to do that.
You know. Oh, are you reading the text? You know what I bought for the kiddies was something called Fun Dip. You ever had that as a kid?
No, I never had. I never had Fun Dip. I've had Fun Dip, Charm.
All right, the most foulest tasting candy is that Fun Dip stick. it's like poison.
It's like pure baking soda.
Oh my god!
No. It's the early versions of it were terrible, but they sweetened it up too as people slowly started to get fatter. I don't know. People love the stick though. Sheepy loves the stick. Foundry Music Jeff loves the stick. Jeremy, you might be off base. I didn't like the Fun Dip stick either. I have a feeling you just threw the stick away and ate the fucking sugar. Just poured it into your mouth.
Well, I would just pour the packet into my mouth because I couldn't be bothered to keep licking the thing and putting it back, licking it and putting it back. So I would just take the little envelope and just pour it in my mouth.
What's the best candy ever? Absolute best, first thing you think of.
Are you thinking, now, including chocolate or not including? I mean, are you talking about chocolate
candy.
Or are you talking about?
Fucking candy.
Okay.
You
right,
reach
you know
it into
what?
A goddamn trick-or-treat bag. What do you want it is?
I'd probably have to say a Nestle Crunch Bar.
A Crunch Bar? Wow, you
yeah.
are gay.
Why? What's
Seriously,
wrong with that?
Seriously, Crunch Bars are the worst.
What's wrong with them?
You need something with, like, almonds in it. Like an Almond not, Joy or a Hershey's
like,
with almonds.
I'm not big on nuts. I don't like nuts in my fudge.
You're trying to do this double entendre thing. You're trying to be a little
I try.
Racy.
I tried.
And the thing is, you're using like 80-year-old grandmother like words, like fudge and nuts. That's supposed to be racist. That's like some vaudeville fucking Come on, go. Go ahead.
You know, why don't you just throw out every fucking little thing that I do that, you know what? Just to make yourself look good in front of everybody.
I'm sorry, Jim. Listen, that's the type of guy I don't
know. But anyway.
Listen, it's where I'm at right now. Okay? I'm sorry.
Listen to me. I'm trying to tell you the candy. Let me tell you about the three candies that have come. Is there a problem? Or?
Jim, it's just sometimes I don't think you really hear me, man.
I apologize.
Copyright DJ New Style, 2008.
All right, let me just stole your copyright,
Jerm. Right, I stole your copyright. I apologize. It's mine.
Let
now.
Me make a point, please. Could you shut up for a minute? Listen to me.
Go ahead.
You ever hear the Three Musketeers candy?
No.
It consists of nougat and chocolate. It consists of nougat and chocolate, okay? I think the Three Musketeers should be the Milky Way because the Milky Way has the nougat, the caramel and the chocolate. Those are the Three Musketeers. So I think the Milky Way should be called the Three Musketeers because it's got the three different ingredients in it.
What? Seriously, Germ, what is nougat?
Nougat is the fluffy stuff.
No, that really clears it up.
Right.
Wikipedia actually has an answer, so I'll read that to you now. Nougat's a term used to describe a variety of similar confectionaries, whatever, made with sugar or honey, roasted nuts, almonds, walnuts, pistachios, or hazelnuts, and sometimes chopped candied fruit. That's what that is. You could call it the fluffy stuff, Germ, but you'd probably be wrong in most cases.
Listen to me. Did I make my point, though, with that?
I don't even know what the fuck you just said
I'll say it one more time. Can I say it one more time,
please? I gotta say, I have no clue what you fucking said for the last 10 minutes.
You know what? Keep your mouth zip for a minute and listen, okay? The Milky Way has the three ingredients. It's got the nougat, the caramel, and the chocolate. I think the Milky Way should have been called the Three Musketeers because it's got those three key ingredients in it. I think they incorrectly called the Three Musketeers. I think the Three Musketeers should be called the Milky Way, and the Milky Way should be called Three Musketeers because the Three Musketeers has the three things in it.
Yeah, you should write fucking Mars and let them know. Let them know they fucked up. Jerm, your explanation of that is probably as bad as someone who would be willing to marry a dog. Now, you told me about this story, Jerm. What the fuck is this about? Please.
Well, apparently there's an Indian gentleman who is...
He's been cursed or something like this?
He's been cursed. I didn't read the specifics on it, but in order to lift the curse, he had to marry a dog.
So,
and I don't see what the problem is.
Wait a minute. So this guy, he's been cursed, apparently.
Yes.
And he's getting married now, and he hopes that this will this will lift the curse. So, I first of all, I love that he has they have a picture of this thing in the news story on thatsweird.net. Because, boy, is that weird. I'll put the link in one of the Pal Talk rooms. We'll probably link it on the podcast thing as well. Here we go. Oh, shit. Yeah, whatever. And then what we'll do here, Jeremy, is we'll just point out that the guy has people attending his wedding, in which they know the bride is a fucking dog. Now, there are some weddings that people won't even go to, and it's two humans.
Right.
What the fuck is wrong with this part of the world that this guy is marrying a dog, Jeremy? And you said you don't see anything wrong with it.
Well, let me ask you this question, okay?
Because he's going to fuck this dog.
It's a female dog.
So wait a minute.
That's not as bad as if it was a male dog.
I don't think you can marry a male dog. India, no, it's strictly forbidden. You're not allowed to marry a male dog.
Okay.
Jesus.
I was not aware of that.
Yeah. I have no idea. But you think it's better if the dog is a female?
Well, they're both bad, but it's not as traumatic. It's not as, you know, if he's marrying a female dog, it's not as bad if he's marrying a male dog. You see what I'm saying? Same thing with bestiality. If a guy fucks an animal, if he fucks a female dog and if he fucks a male dog, what do you think is worse? Don't say both are bad.
I gotta say, dude,
obviously they're both vile acts.
I mean, if you're basically asking me to comment on bestiality. You're basically asking me to validate one condition in bestiality. So you're trying to make me find some kind of a way to make dog fucking okay.
No. It's a vile, vile act. It's disgusting and wrong and horrible.
But the Indians are wise and philosophical people. They're so wise that they'll just rally around this guy trying to marry a dog so he's no longer cursed. Yeah, I guess, Germ, I guess.
You guess what?
I guess if you have to fuck a dog, it should be I don't even know. I guess it should be female. I mean, I don't know. I'm not the dog fucking type.
Are you uncomfortable in even broaching this subject and talking about it? Because I'm getting a sense of hesitation.
I am a little uncomfortable in this because I'm not Indian, and two, I have this natural aversion to wanting to fuck an animal. I just don't want to do it.
As do I.
So I don't want to sit around and think about how to make it okay like you do.
No, I'm just trying to. Listen, don't try and put your little spin, your little new style spin on this with your sarcastic comments and innuendos. I'm just saying, if you hear a news story where a man fucks an animal, okay, if he fucks a male animal as opposed to a female animal, the female animal, it's not as crazy. You know what I'm saying? They're both sick.
Germ.
Yes.
If you fuck a female dog and your neighbor fucks a male dog, your other neighbor can still say that he lives near two dog fuckers. So it doesn't make it any better.
Right. It is. You're right. Listen to me. I don't want people to sit there. I think it's
fucking
I think it's
Jeff
a terrible, terrible thing.
I get it. You want to fuck a female dog. Jeff is killing me right now. He's checking. He says, I wonder if they splurged on the Viennese table. Jeremy, what if one of your friends wanted to marry a dog, but it's a male dog? And one of your other friends wants to marry a dog, but it's a female dog. Which wedding are you going to go to? They're on the same day.
I'd have to respectfully decline both invitations.
You wouldn't go to both. But
I'm not going to go where somebody marries an animal.
What's wrong with that?
Listen to me. I want to because it's a. Listen, you know what? I'm getting misunderstood here, and I want to set the point straight. Okay.
Phone is ringing. Oh my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. The pro female dog fucker. Who's this?
Oh, hi guys, it's Fancy Music Jeff.
Jeff, what's going on?
This could be the greatest story I've ever read. So much potential for comedy.
Yes, it really is. Pretty much, I just want to get a hold on a subscription to an Indian newspaper because it just seems like this is an everyday goddamn event.
I'm just wondering if the bride brought her family in to the ceremony.
How many garters does the fucking dog throw? That's what I want to know.
Rows and rows of dogs just crying. You're such a beautiful bride.
Just awful. Just fucking awful. Does the dog have a bridal party?
You know that dress wasn't white either.
No, of course not. That dog was a slut.
That dog's been around. According to the article here, it chose a stray female dog. Now, that kind of worries me, because you don't know where that dog's been prior.
Wait a minute. No, see, I didn't read this, because I was disgusted with Germ's choice in news. He just picked any random ass fucking stray dog off the street. This isn't even a dog he liked.
I wouldn't say it's random. I think he chose a dog that spoke to him on a spiritual level.
So it was a brief courtship, I guess. I wonder if he asked for the father's permission.
I don't know how they do it in India. I wonder if it's, you know, over a cup of coffee, maybe.
Maybe he comes up with a box of donuts from his own store. He puts it on the table. Says, you know.
Well, I mean, apparently he married the dog to satisfy the spirits that had possessed him of dogs he's killed in the past.
Jesus Christ. You know, I've been thinking a lot, and I think I'm in love with your daughter. I just found the one for me, and I think we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. And
I mean, you really can't say anything to anyone in India, and they'll believe it.
I'm asking for your daughter's paw in marriage. Do I have your blessing? It's fucking miserable.
You are possessed by the spirits of dogs you've killed in the past. The only way you can get out of it is by marrying a dog itself.
I just want to say
that makes perfect sense.
I want to say that me and Dan and Cal are on the same fucking wavelength right now. I just saw that as I said it. Same wavelength. Jeff, what do you think about Germ's question, though? This is the first thing he brings up. If it were a male...
I didn't get any compliments on my Fisher Stevens short circuit Indian impression.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can I hear it again, please? Please. I didn't hear it. Because I love it.
Mi mama dureme con tu pelo.
Number Johnny 5. Okay. Any excuse to go back to the 80s movies with you. But let's...
Oh, yes. Oh,
let's
yes.
just keep back on track. Let's stay focused here.
Well, let me ask him this question.
Yeah, go ahead, Jeff.
Mr. Jeff, and be honest with me, and don't try to agree with New Style because you feel you have to. But if you're driving in a car and you hear this news story, and if you find out that a man has sex with a female dog as opposed to a male dog, do you find it to be less disgusting? And be honest. Both vile acts. Don't get me wrong.
Well, if you're gonna look at it in terms of extreme degrees like that, yes,
exactly.
I would say.
That's a good way to put it. Extreme degrees.
Fine, Germ. Fine, Germ. You have to fuck a dog. Male dog, female dog. Go.
Okay, there's just exactly.
Which one? Which one are you picking?
The same that you would. Same one you would pick.
Well, which one is that?
You tell me.
See, now you're so fucking. You're so goddamn confident in your answer that now you're waiting for me to say female.
No, you're trying. You know what you're doing? You're sassing me. You're trying to sass me and trick me into saying some type of something. But
I'm not trying to sass you at all. What breed would you fuck?
I would think the more important question is what breed.
Yeah.
Because you want to go for the smaller breed. Definitely tighter.
Oh, so you want the little small dog?
I haven't even gotten to that point.
Like Germ's Sophie or Marvin, a little small white dog with fucking brown tears.
They're Maltese.
A little Maltese.
I mean, if you're gonna jump,
I call them cock
tears.
That's what I call.
If you're gonna jump headfirst into a mortal sin, you might as well fucking start with what feels best, you know.
Yeah, I guess so. Germ, would you have sex with a big dog or a small dog?
Is this a situation where somebody has a gun to my head? Is that what you're trying to say?
You'll be dead if you don't fuck a dog.
If somebody's gonna kill me if I don't fuck a dog.
They'll kill you and everybody you've ever loved.
Okay, so what is the question?
Along with your two dogs. Now you have the option to fuck any dog in the world. What kind of dog would you have sex with? A big or small?
I'd probably go for the big dog.
Now why? Why? Please.
Well, because I don't want to sit there and lift a goddamn dog to my pelvis region, you know, like it's a dust mop.
That is true. You definitely want to go for one that feels like a woman on all fours.
Yeah, you don't want to have sex with a fucking furry fleshlight.
like a big Newfoundland.
Jesus. Just practically stand up behind a fucking St. Bernard. It's fucking awful.
Now I have a question for you, Germ. Would you fuck a white dog over a black dog?
Oh, that's a good question.
That would not matter to me whatsoever.
Now your daughter brings a dog home for the prom. Would you prefer if it's white or black?
You are such an ass. It doesn't matter to me. That does not. That stuff doesn't matter to me, dude.
Okay, it's good. It's very progressive of you. It's all right. I understand. So I assume you're voting Obama. That's good. Now, believe me, Jeremy, it's okay. Very forward thinking. So you said you'd like to have sex with a with a big dog.
Well, it would be less work. I could just stand up.
This is the most disgusting thing ever.
Dude,
now, Jerm.
What about you? What about you, New Style? What would you do?
I would take the bullet right in the head. Thanks.
You son of a bitch!
It's been a good 27 years, guys.
You son of a bitch!
Thank you.
You're picking out
fucking breeds. You're picking out breeds like wallpaper swatches.
Listen, FM Jeff picked out the breed because he said it would be a tight. If you're gonna do it, you might as well enjoy it and end up having a tighter fit. So that was FM Jeff.
Yeah.
You know what's a weird thought though? Like, what if like the dog didn't come? Like you couldn't pull it off.
Oh man, you know this kind of thing always happens.
What if it just turns around and goes?
All the time it's just batting around a fucking stuffed animal with a squeaky toy in it. Just not paying attention to you at all.
It fucking pats your shoulder with its big paw. Come on, big guy.
It's alright, you'll get him next time, tiger. It's fucking awful. Now, Jerm, which one of your dogs would you fuck if you had to? Sophie or Marvin?
I would take the bullet as you would say.
Nah, now you would. Before you were fucking getting ready to jizz inside a dog.
Oh please!
And you wanted to make it easy for you by picking a huge muscular one. Would you? Let's say you're fucking this big dog. Would you put a bow around its neck just to really hammer it home that this is a female dog? You're not just popping a male dog in the ass.
You are horrible. That didn't even cross my mind.
I can't believe your dog's name is Marvin. Fucking, who names anything Marvin? I mean,
ridiculous.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Nice. I apologize. It's crazy, Jerm. You just admitted you'd fuck a dog rather than, you know, get killed. I would definitely be killed. I had some dreams.
In Nazi Europe, the Nazis would actually make fathers fuck daughters.
Now who would go with that?
At gunpoint to survive, and they would do it.
Wait, could you repeat that again?
I think...
Jerm, he basically... Yeah, go ahead, Jeff. Sorry.
In Nazi Europe, just to fuck around with the Jews, they would make father fuck daughter at gunpoint to see if they would do it to survive. So I think fucking a dog is not far off from possibility.
Are you being serious? Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. No, yeah, no. It's documented.
Wow,
would they kill him anyway? That's the ultimate fuck you. You go ahead and go through with it and fuck your daughter and they shoot you anyway. Just fuck
him. I'm sure they did at the end just to see if you would... I mean, they fucked around a lot of people back then in horrible ways.
That is the sickest shit I ever heard.
But could you imagine if you had the control over someone's life, that much power, what you would do with someone?
I'd probably just ask for
things
pastries.
You would make them do.
I would really just like a pie. I'm not going to try to make them fuck loved ones. I really am not that demented. I can't think of that. I can't picture that.
Yeah.
I really would just love a nice warm slice of pie.
Well, thankfully you're not a product of a fascist regime.
Yet.
Well, here's the interesting part of this article I think you glossed over. The paper said the groom and his family then had a feast. This is after the ceremony. While the dog got a bun. So they're all sitting there.
They just throw a fucking bun down on a sheet, and the fucking bride eats it.
They're all sitting there chewing on whatever they chew on over there in fucking India. While
and ironically,
like,
probably
yeah,
dog. Probably dog. Who knows? The luckiest dog in the house gets a fucking onion roll. Jesus Christ.
That fucking dog's probably in some shithole town fucking sweeping the floors. Regretting.
That's the thing, though. That dog lucked out, though. That's the lucky dog, Jerm. You ever feel bad for a dog?
Well, of course. I mean, listen, there's nothing more depressing than seeing a homeless guy's dog. You know what I'm saying? This poor dog.
What about the homeless guy?
No,
fuck
I think the
him.
Dog. I think the dog is more pathetic. And this poor son of a bitch, his fucking master's a bum. And you got Paris Hilton carrying a goddamn dog in a friggin' pocketbook, for Christ's sake.
That's like a little kid having like a janitor for a dad or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
It's like, my dad's just a janitor. Well, my dad's a football player. My master's Paris Hilton. I live in a purse. Yeah, I ate a used condom last night.
You sound like you have a genuine hatred of the homeless there, Jerm.
I have no hatred whatsoever.
I think you would. If you had the chance, you would fucking pull out of your Trans Am and just fucking kill homeless people. And then go jerk
if
off.
If you had the power... You can't look at him, Ken. Go ahead,
If you had the power over a homeless man's life, would you take it?
Of course not. No, I'm not God. I have no problem with homeless people.
Thing is, you don't really have to be God. I mean, they're not that strong. But I wouldn't do it either. I feel bad for it. But you're right. I do feel more sympathy for the homeless man's dog.
Absolutely.
I really do.
This poor, pathetic wretch, this is what his life has come to. And they're never happy. A homeless man's dog is never happy to see you or jumping up and down. He's miserable just like the fucking owner is. He's just sitting there saying, just kill me. It's terrible.
Jesus, terrible. You sound very upset, Charm.
Sometimes I get a little overreacted a little bit.
You do. It's okay, though. It's natural. It's natural. It's all right.
To hate the homeless.
Yeah, it really is. to walk by and I don't even look at them. Like, yo, you need change?
I did it once.
You gave him money once?
No, I looked at him.
You just looked at him once. You did do the point at your own eyes and then at his thing? Like you're watching him?
I used to call them just fucking organic speed bumps. In the sidewalk.
Jesus.
One time I just stared down and he stared up at me and I was like, man, it's great not to be homeless in my head.
Yeah.
I'm going home to a warm house and PlayStation.
And probably a beloved dog, right, Jerm?
Absolutely, yes. No doubt.
We got to take a quick break here. Jeff, thank you for calling in, man, and pointing out all the details, especially about the bun. I didn't read it, so that was very interesting.
No problem, dude.
Thank you. This is the DJ New Style Show on DJNewStyle.com. Bitches.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
I love that clip, dude.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. All right, I'm going now. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath. This is Bond fucking Ho. I'm trying to change it up a little bit. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath is a line from the following song by New Jersey's own, several New Jersey's own, John. Alright, I'm sorry, I'm trying to be a little outrageous and I apologize. I'm trying to change it up. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath. Alright, calm down. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath. It doesn't sound right. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath. This song, number one, Hot Billboard 100, 1988, Bon Jovi. Fuck! I'm just trying to do it differently, you know? I need a respirator because I'm running out. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath. I need a respirator. I need a respirator because I'm running out of breath. This song reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1988, the year of my graduation. No, that's gay. I just throwing it in there. Okay. I need a resp. I need a resp.
I need a respirator. Oh, I got it. All right, Ken, listen. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to say I need a respirator, and then you come on and say why, and I'll say because I'm running out of breath. I need a respirator.
Why?
Because I'm running out of breath. Billboard, Hot 100, 1988, New Jersey's own, several New Jersey. Fuck! All right, let's do it over. I need a respirator.
Why?
Because I'm running out of breath. Billboard, Hot 100, number one hit, 1988. Okay. I need a respirator.
Jesus, why?
Because I'm running out of breath. It's no! Do it over. I apologize. All right, I'm gonna do it. I need a respirator.
What the fuck for?
Because I'm running out of breath. 1988. Billboard. Number one hit on the Hot 100 charts. Sayreville, New Jersey zone. Middlesex County, New Jersey zone. New Jersey's own! It's Bon Jovi! Bad Medicine!
Oh, that was fucking gay.
Thank you. to the DJ New Style Show, you dick knob. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it.
The DJ New Style Show.
Do what you like, kid. Do what you like, kid. Do what you like, kid. Do what you like, kid.
Internet, I'm DJ New Style. Nice to meet you, bitches.
Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. Thank you for tuning in. I think I've already let you know that you're bitches, and I think I thanked you already. So I don't know why I'm doing it again. Germ, how did the break treat you? Pretty well?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
You enjoyed the little mix there we had just now?
I did enjoy it.
I'm sure you did. Do what you like, kid.
Yes.
That's what we do during breaks. That was Rob Giggs, his very first production piece that he submitted. He just fucking found the show somehow and listened to every episode in like a weekend and then started sending me shit. So now he runs the stream. I don't know, man. I don't know. People want to know if you fucked any dogs on the break. I don't know. Jerm, your reputation is rapidly degrading itself.
I'll repeat myself one last time. It's a vile act and it's something that should not be done.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying that the degree is less if it's a female dog. That's all I'm saying. I'm
just
not gonna
slightly less.
Yes.
A big female dog that you don't have to hold, right? I think we went over that already.
Less ad nauseum.
You know, another preference question. For you, not quite a would you fuck a, you know, female big dog wearing a bow, whatever. Nothing like that. If you could choose any sitcom family to be a part of, Jerm, which one would you choose? Have you ever thought of this? Have you ever watched a sitcom and said, "Nah, I could be a part of this sitcom family. I could fit in perfectly."
Wow. I probably have to say. I'd like to be in this television show, Silver Spoons.
Silver Spoons?
Yes, they had a nice little train ride around their living room, and I always enjoyed that train ride that they had.
So that's the basis for you wanting to be a part of the family. You know, not having a mother, that's fine. But just a nice train ride.
Well, listen, the mother's a good thing, I suppose. All right, well, let me think for a second.
Alki's saying Bebe's kids. I guess he wants to be animated in black. Green Ninja's saying small wonder. I think he just wants to fuck the robot. And you know what? It's better than a female dog with a bow. You got to say that. Married with children. I think people are basing this on which sister in the family is the hottest. I'd probably like to be a part of the Different Strokes family.
Why is that?
Because it's probably the coolest show ever.
So you can have a thug for a brother?
Wait. A thug for a brother.
Right.
Which one was a thug? I can't believe you're going to sit here and tell me that either Arnold Jackson or Willis Jackson or, God forbid, Sam McKenna would be a fucking thug.
Who the fuck is Sam McKenna?
Well, you're not a fan, are you? Do you remember the delightful little red-headed boy on Different Strokes?
I stopped watching it in 1980. I don't know what you're talking about.
Thug. Listen, he's a black kid, so he's got to be a thug.
No, I
agree, Mike Nice. I'm completely with you. They're not the
I
thugs.
I meant in real life.
Well, see, that's
in
the
real
thing.
Life.
That's the thing. You're thinking about real life. I'm talking
okay,
about
to,
the actual
what,
sitcom.
What TV
family.
Sitcom you think had the hottest sister in it, do you think?
It's a good question. See, hot changes, you know, with eras. Like, I can't look back at Married with Children and think the young Kelly Bundy was hot because she wears all those fucking, those 80s clothes, and she's just way too just awful. But she was so hot back in the day.
You thought she was hot back then.
Yeah, but the hottest one probably I'm gonna say top five. What Barb said was Charles in Charge. I have to go with. Does it count if they're not like a sister, or I mean, is it just a girl on a show?
No, I'm just talking about a sister. Let's narrow it down to a sister. What was the hottest sister on a TV show?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Ed and agree Jessica Biel. And
you know what?
She was so dissatisfied with that job that she produced some illegal underage pornography by sitting naked in a sink and had it fucking published in a magazine so she can get out of her contract.
Who's this now?
Jessica Biel. You know the one that you just agreed with?
Is that?
Forget it, Joe. The sitcom occurred in the 90s, so there's no chance you ever saw
it. I never saw that.
Yeah.
Was it part of TGIF?
No, it was not. It was on the WB. Now, Jerm, who would you think? I can't wait to hear what fucking sitcom you mention.
As far as the hottest sister?
Yeah. You know what? Extend it a little bit. Hottest girl on a sitcom.
I thought I was not a fan of
woman.
The show. I was not a fan of the show because it was a little after my time. But on a show called Boy Meets World, there was a girl named Topanga. And she was a very, very attractive little girl.
She was. The thing about that, Germ, is she became a porker. The Wonder Years, the sister on there, Olivia DeBow.
I never found her attractive.
She was attractive just because of her character.
No, who I never
she
found
was willing
attractive.
To get fucked in any goddamn flowered bus and fucking rolled up.
You know who I never thought was good looking either? Was the Winnie Cooper. I didn't think she was all that good looking.
She was just kind of cute. I didn't think she was that good looking. And now she tries to pose in Maxim. Fucking, she loves math. Who cares? You're over with. You look old. Steve the LARPer's bringing up Blossom. She had a fucking schlong.
Blossom?
Blossom had a schlong nose.
Ugh.
That show was all about six. Exactly, Alki. Exactly. We're right here, me and you. Me and Alki are right here. And when we talk, Jeremy, you can just fucking lose your head and fall down off the fucking chair.
Yes.
Six was hot. Not because she was named after the number of beers it took her to be conceived.
I don't even know who Six is. Man.
You have no idea.
No.
But what other girls do you know of, Jerm? Because I know you don't know a whole lot about pop culture after 1983.
Well, the girl from the television show that with John Ritter, I don't know the name of it. Simple Rules or something like that.
Oh, I thought you were going to go back to Three's Company.
No, Jesus Christ. I don't even know the names of these people in real life, though.
Steve Lover says Joyce DeWitt.
Joyce DeWitt?
Janet. I don't think Janet was the hot one. Janet looked like fucking...
She turned hot, like, later on. She was real homely at the beginning.
Really?
But I have to
disagree. I don't think Janet from Three's Company ever blossomed.
Well,
I disagree with you there.
Sheepy
is bringing up Alex Mack. Now, I know you have no idea who that is.
I don't know who that
but
is.
But he's absolutely dead on.
Who's Alex Mack?
She's just some hot bitch on a Nickelodeon show.
Oh.
I forget who it is, really. Who is Alex Mack? I totally forget. She's somebody, I think she's somebody famous, isn't she? Oh, no, I have no idea who the fuck she is. So never mind. I don't know who Alex Mack is. I'm thinking of somebody else. Now, are you familiar with, you have daughters, so you're obviously familiar with Hannah Montana.
Yes.
Probably buy all the merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all that shit. You take your daughters out to concerts and stuff like
that.
Yes. Would you fuck Hannah Montana, given the chance? And
no.
If she was legal?
Never. I don't find her attractive at all.
She's got chink eyes. And by chink eyes, I mean Asian. And I'm sorry if I offended any yellow people out there, but it's true. You look at her face, and you'll realize that she has something going on. She's kind of pudgy in the face. Sheepy has all her fucking. He celebrates the girl's entire catalog. I think he has. What's the deal with her? Does she has like an alter ego or something?
Right. She's Hannah Montana is her character, and then she's I don't know. I don't really know.
Do you think she's a good role model for kids? God, I wish I could pick up these unidentified numbers that are blocked, but I just can't because I'd have to put you on hold, Jerm, and I don't want to do that. But do you think Hannah Montana is a good role model for kids?
People dial *82 before your number. I don't look at celebrities as being role models at all.
Never, but your kids do because they fucking love.
Well, she's got her friggin' all her walls are plastered with her picture.
How did your kids react to Britney Spears' sister? Becoming pregnant because I'm sure they were into her Nickelodeon show.
Yeah, absolutely. But and I watched that show myself several times. But I don't think she's at that point where she even. She knows what pregnant is, but I don't think she understands how you get pregnant. And we'll leave it at that.
Even your oldest?
Yeah, that's who I'm talking about.
So she doesn't know where babies come from yet.
No.
She doesn't know that babies come out of her mother's vagina.
She doesn't know that.
And that
soon
Zoe 101 will shit out a baby? She doesn't know that yet?
She knows she's pregnant, yes. She doesn't know how it got there. She doesn't know.
Does she know? She knows the end result, obviously. She knows. She understands the term pregnant.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, I see. And did you have to feel the need to explain anything to her?
No.
Why Zoe's going to be going to be having a fucking a different storyline the next season, or if it even has one?
I don't feel the need to explain to her that she's only 8 years old.
Yeah. So do you ever find yourself attracted to anything that your daughter watches on Nickelodeon? Any of the girls on there? Anything like that?
Let me think.
To the point where you're watching it.
Not really. They're all underage.
Oh, I see. But do you ever look at them and be like, wow, that girl's going to be something?
To be honest with you, I really don't. That would be wrong for me to think something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you don't think that. So you're saying that the hottest sister on a sitcom
is... I'm trying to think.
Don't try. Just fucking think.
I'm trying to remember of all the people out there.
By the way, I see Best in Show Chris is in the Pal Talk room. Bestinshowradio.com. You guys need to listen to this show. Bestinshowradio.com. They're going to be part of the night of 100 podcasts or something like that. Next Sunday, I think, on Ron and Fez. It's going to be very, very good. It's going to be fucking awesome, actually. I think they're going to do quite well. I'm trying to call somebody back. Somebody just called.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hi.
This is DJ New Style.
Can I do a question with Jerm?
Who's this?
This is Monica.
Mrs. Who?
Monica, I am a new listener, and I heard that Question Time with Jerm is pretty fun.
Oh, okay. Well, Jerm, I mean, I don't know. Do you have the time, Jerm? Do you think we have time for that? Let me look at the clock real quick.
It's question.
Whoa!
It's question time. Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh, it is most definitely question time on the DJ New Style Show. He's got nothing prepared. He doesn't know who you are. But, Germ, the perfect way to find out on question time is to just ask. So, first question.
Who are you?
I am Monica.
Margaret.
I think I got into the wrong... Monica.
A Monica?
Yes.
You should pretty much just answer to any M name.
Right, okay.
Okay, Matilda. Next question, Germ. Next question.
Yes.
Come on, Monocode. You there?
Yeah.
Okay. Germ, next question. Just go. Ask anything. It's breakfast cereals, fucking underwear. Who cares?
Are you talking to me?
Where did Germ go? He hung up. What a son of a bitch. So I'll continue his I'll continue his goddamn thing. This fucking guy.
Okay.
I don't understand what's going on here. Germ hung up. We're having a fucking heap of problems. Germ! He should be on soon. Germ, are you there? Now he's telling me he can't hear me? Dude, this is just fucking nightmarish. This is exactly what I want to happen. See what happens when you call Monahan?
Monahan?
Yeah, what's your name again?
It's Monahan, actually. You got it.
Okay, Matilda. It's great.
All right, well, thank
Maury,
you.
Maury, where are you from?
I am from Columbus,
All right,
Ohio.
Maureen. Columbus, Ohio. What do you got to say?
Nothing. I just wanted to hear question time.
Okay, it's question time right now. Please answer the question. Do you even know who Germ Freak is?
Excuse me?
Please answer the question. Do you even know who Germ Freak is?
I know that he likes to have sex with big dogs.
Then you can guess. The answer is yes, you do.
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. My phone line is going absolutely insane right now. Germ is fucking irate. He is trying to desperately get back on. I don't know if he's going to get here, but... So you do know who Germ Freak is. How did you find the show?
One time I was watching it, or listening to it, I guess, with my boyfriend, and I remember hearing Germ. I think you were telling him about bracelets and the sex correlation with them, and he was...
I see.
Became my favorite person ever, I guess.
So he is your favorite person ever?
No, I'm just kidding. He's not.
Hmm. Very interesting. He is fucking losing his mind right now. He's telling me, end show, do not do question time without me. Do not do question time without me. Do not steal my bit. How dare you? I don't understand. I don't understand. Can you just leave us with some good advice, maybe? Maybe for Germ, even?
No, I think Germ has it down. I mean,
no.
He's doing.
You're from Ohio. What is good about Ohio?
Nothing is good about Ohio.
There's nothing good. You really are helping me out, big league.
Nope. Yes, I am. I'm sure I am.
So, what's your boyfriend's name?
Nathan.
Oh yeah. Okay. Tell him to call next time. Thank you very much. I don't mean to do that to your girlfriend there. I know that he's a good listener. He's a fan. But I'm so mad at Germ Freak. He gets freaked out when he doesn't have anything prepared. Well, let's see who this unknown number is. You're on the DJ New Style Show with nobody. Who's this?
Oh, yes, Donovan!
Who's this? I have no fucking clue who that was. I would have loved to hear it, but I don't know who it is. So we're going to end this, which is the DJ New Style Show. We lost Germ, so it's all over, bitches. Thank you for tuning in. He doesn't want to call in. He is ignoring me right now. I think he's very, very upset, and I don't know quite what to say. Oh, wait. Dave is calling. Hold on a second. We cannot fucking end this. We cannot. How can we end the show? We have a caller in the wings. See, now Germ is off, and he's not going to be on. So that's amazing. See, Germ has to pick up. I don't think he will, though. I think he's being a little bitch.
No, I didn't hang up on Dave. I didn't hang up on anybody. See, the thing is, I didn't hang up. Someone just fucking screamed into the phone and hung up themselves. That's what happened. Someone screamed and then hung up. So now I'm sitting here floundering around. And this is some people's favorite part of it, but we'll see. Yeah, I really don't have a staff. I have what amounts to an instant message window that I fucking look at that lights up. Oh, look who decides to fucking call now. Look who decides to call now. Who's this? Yeah, he's all fucked up. His settings are all fucked up. He has no idea what's going on. Are you even there, Germ? I see that you're on. Fucking silent ass motherfucker. Well, this this is amazing. So I think I'm gonna wrap it on up. I guess I have to. Wait, now I'm getting feedback here that Dave is saying he was hung up on. This is Eastside Dave, famous celebrity, and fan of alcohol. And awesome tattoos. He tried 5 times. I gotta say, this is fucking bullshit. Just fucking bullshit. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Oh, weird. Hold on.
Uh-oh. And they hang up again. Son of a bitch. Here we go. Unknown numbers calling. I see. You're on the DJ New Style Show as well. Who is this?
Diamond!
What the fuck? Oh, I'm so getting fucking played. Is it Donna Reed? I can't even fucking understand it. I have no idea what's going on right now. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Completely muted. Whoever you are, your phone is completely muted. I'm just gonna entertain and take calls in this the post show. See now Germ is calling and he has no way to talk. I guess this is him now. I have no idea. Germ, if you're listening to this, your fucking setup is just fucked. So whatever you have to do to fix it, you may as well do that. That'd be pretty goddamn nice. I think we did a pretty decent show until this part of it. I wanted to end a little stronger. I think there might be some selective editing at the end. No answer. I'm picking up every call. I swear to God. Every fucking call is getting picked up right now. There might be some selective editing to get rid of the fucking thing. The gaps, the silence. But, I mean, if Eastside Dave is going to call, I will stay on. I'll fucking stay on all night. I don't give a shit. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Sleep? Get ready for work? Actually arrive on time? Show up not 45 minutes late after eating 2 fucking bagels and 3 cups of coffee? No. That would be silly. Why would I be productive? It's all overrated. Everything. Being a model employee, showing up on time. Extremely overrated. Hi, you're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Immediately hung up on. Oh, man. I don't know who this is. So I'm getting IMs from Arabs now. And now I'm getting other numbers calling in. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
I swear to God, this is Casey. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Jesus Christ, will you get your fucking phone screener to fucking do his job for crying out loud?
Dave, I'm going to fire the phone screener right now.
Fire that goddamn phone screener. Loving the radio show. Loving the fucking DJ New Style. Loving the... Okay, stop it. I'm loving everything at that I fucking hear. But goddamn, that phone screener is fucking my shit. I had to call 7 times just to get in here.
I can't believe it.
I do. I'll give you the goddamn fucking phone bill, DJ.
You should. You know what?
DJ.
I'll expense it. I'll expense it right now, and I'm firing. I'm firing the fucking phone screener.
DJ, fire him, and let's do a little charge real quick. I'm doing a two-piece sales type deal, whereas I'm going to say a little bit of a joke, which really doesn't have a punchline, and then I'm going to go, and that's what we're going to do.
That's fine.
Okay. And my wife is taking that away. I love you. I love the show. What a wonderful program. Goddamn, fire that motherfucking phone screener. Here, baby, take me away from DJ New Stuff. Tell him I love him so much, though.
We love you too, Dave.
The whole fucking show.
We love you too.
Goddamn show. I'm going to tell you one thing else, too. No, I'm not going to give the phone to my wife when I'm talking to a fucking goddamn celebrity like DJ. I'm not going to give the phone to my wife when I'm speaking to a goddamn... It would be like giving my phone when I'm on the phone with fucking Jack Nicholson. I'm not going to give my wife some fucking phone. She's going to say, hey, I liked you in fucking New Jack City. I have to say to her, hey, he was never in New Jack City.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Let's keep it between us guys here. Keep the wife out of it.
Let's keep it real. Jesus Christ. Fucking Christ.
I know. I mean, she only made sure the phone call worked and tirelessly, you know, got you on the phone. I really appreciate you calling.
Let's talk about Debbie at this point.
Debbie.
I mean, look, we love her.
Wait, which one? Are we talking about Little or Happy Typing?
We're talking about Happy Typing.
Okay.
We love her, but should we, you know what I'm saying, DJ?
I gotta say, I've never met a Debbie I didn't like.
Should we beat her up a little bit? That's all.
Why don't you go and do it? Let's do this right now, Dave.
I'm not saying physically.
No,
I'm not saying
I understand.
And listen to me, my friend DJ.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying that we should hurt Sheepy physically. I'm just saying we should love everyone. But some of these people, DJ, they're trying to get under our skin. You and my skins.
That's right.
And you know what? Me and DJ New Style, we don't fucking roll. Where's my bullhorn, baby?
I took it away.
Where?
I took it away.
Where's my bullhorn?
I threw it away.
My God, my wife took my goddamn bullhorn away from me.
You said it best, man. They're getting under our skin. Me and you.
I love you, pal.
Dude.
I love you, and I love this radio program.
Well, I kind of like it, too.
I love it. Now,
Listen, speak your mind.
Let's go home. Let's go home. Let's have some fucking, let's cuddle together. Let's have some goddamn cannolis and let's fucking sleep it off. Tonight,
so what beverages are you enjoying tonight? Nice nice cup of hot chocolate, cup of Joe?
Goddamn gin.
Gin?
There's DJ.
Nice. Don't you get the pine needly taste, though, with the gin?
Oh, Lordy. I love it, though. I love it so. I love all the yum boozes. If we're going to talk about boozes, I love that one and this one and the other one. And then what I also like to do is put a little bit of lemonade in some of them. And then sometimes I put chocolate milk in them. And I just, I just fucking love drinking so much, DJ.
Yeah, I like taking my childhood treats.
Wait a second, DJ. Wait a second. Wait one goddamn second. You're my favorite goddamn. You're better than Charlie Rose, you fucking asshole. You are a great interview. Don't you fuck with me, Charlie. Don't fuck with me, Charlie Rose. I will beat you in your fucking PBS head. Don't let me hang up on your fucking Charlie Rose. Fuck you, Charlie Rose.
Listen, I'm sorry, Dave. I apologize. He hung up on me. God, I think the only way I can get over this is by putting some Jack in some fucking Yoo-hoo right now. It's the only way to do it. Well, I think that pretty much ends the show. But remember, if you're going to hang out with Jack Nicholson and the wife doesn't know what movie he wasn't in, time to push her aside on the DJ New Style Show. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all those involved. Thank you to Casey, to Dave, Solarin out, Babada, Sheepy, and Germ Freak, you know, when you're ready. Thank you. Also, listen, bestinshowradio.com. Check out these guys' show. I hear a lot of talk about Team Ron, but I'm only hearing shit about Fred from Brooklyn and the Blowhard. You need to hear more shit about these guys. They're fucking amazing, and they're really awesome. So not only are they amazing, but they are indeed awesome, and really so. Bestinshowradio.com. Bestinshowradio.com. And by the way, I'm DJ Newstyle, who's on DJNewstyle.com. But you should check them out when you're not checking me out. Or check us both out. Mix us together into some kind of internet radio fusion delight. The fantasy cavalcade, magical, awesome, exclusive DJNewstyle.com radio, awesome, best, and show. Cool. For a dear, that's Ben and Sam and Zayn. Tasty Mala. For dear, now don't harn on their gain. Ihr wollt doch auch den deutschen Flaggen stecken. Ihr wollt doch auch das Blut von Degen lecken. Rammstein. Rammstein.
Ladies and gentlemen.